Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Fort McMurray Matters,
keeping you connected to our community.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to another edition of Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Candace Sturgis. She is a volunteerism coordinator with Fuse Social. Hi, Candace.
Hi.
Hey, thanks so much.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining me today. So you work for Fuse Social. Why don't we quickly give a version of what is Fuse Social?
Fuse Social is an organization that works in the social profit sector, and we endeavor to strengthen and support other social profit and community benefit organizations.
And one of the ways you do that is through volunteering, and you've got this whole platform and a whole bunch of stuff going on with that. Would you like to tell me a little bit about your volunteer platform?
Sure. So within the volunteerism department at Fuse Social, we understand that organizations thrive with the power of volunteers. And it's very important to help support those organizations through various things and bridge the gap between the volunteers and those organizations. So we support volunteers in finding their meaningful, really rewarding experiences. We do that with a couple of different things, like they can call and get support from us, but we also have a website that helps find and match their opportunities for them. And then we also support organizations in how to do the best practices regarding volunteering. So how to get their volunteer program up and running, how to make sure that they're keeping their volunteers safe, how to make sure that they're getting the maximum effect for their organization, and just make sure that it's really a good partnership between them and the volunteer.
So if an organization was going to sign up and recruit volunteers, what are some of the tips that you would give them to make sure that they're retaining those and making the best use of their time?
So basically, we walk through kind of a volunteer management cycle where we talk to them about being very descriptive about their volunteer roles and making sure that they understand exactly what they need for their organization, so that it's very clear for a volunteer coming in what they're being asked to do. It minimizes frustration. It really helps to match the skill set of that volunteer with what the organization needs, and just has that really good open communication between the volunteer and the organization to make a really good experience for both people. Some other tips that we usually give them is just to stay in communication with their volunteers, make sure they understand what their organization does, so that they can be a really good ambassador for that organization and talk about all the really good things they do within the community, because essentially they're becoming a face or a member of that organization, even though they're a volunteer.
And that's one thing I love about the volunteer platform online, is that you can really kind of look into what the place you're volunteering for offers, because it does give them kind of a bio to say, like, here's what we're about, right?
Exactly. So the website is really nice because, like you said, organizations can go and put a little bit about themselves on there, a little bit about what they do in the community, and really find volunteers that align their values and their passion and their vision with that organization. So it's a really great opportunity. And especially too, I find with volunteers, they want to know a little bit more about what they're getting themselves into ahead of time, because they don't want to let organizations down. So they really like that research part where they can go, they can read about the organization, they can say, hey, I have that many hours, I don't have that many hours, this is what I can contribute, and really find something that fits, because they do want to come through and they do want to be meaningful to that organization.
And what does it take to be a volunteer, to sign up and say, yeah, I've got some time, I can help?
So basically, all you need to do is go to our website, which is woodbuffalovolunteers.ca or wbvolunteers.ca. Either one will work. And you create yourself a profile. And it's Very much, I think it's a three-step process where you just put your name and your contact information, where is your email, so that you can keep in communication with the organization. And then you will select all of your interests. So things that you're passionate about, things that you're interested in doing. And then there's another screen that you can identify what your skill set is. So what do you bring to the table that you would love other organizations to leverage? It also gives you an opportunity to work on some of those skills if you're looking to advance, or volunteering as a gateway to some, you know, advanced employment or things like that. So yeah, you just, your personal information, your interests, and then your skills. And then once you have that profile set up, you can see all of the opportunities that are posted by different organizations on the website. You can sort through them based on what time you have available. Say you have a particular day, there's a calendar feature, so you can go click on a particular day that you're off work or that you have free, and you can see all of the opportunities that are listed on that particular day. You can search by organization. You can search by specific words that you're looking for. So there's a lot of different features to try and find what interests you. Once you're there and find an opportunity that does interest you, you just sign up right online. So you would click the button to say, yes, I want to volunteer here. You fill out the information, and then it will actually email you and remind you of your commitment and give you a calendar invite. We also have an app that goes with the website, and it's called Volunteer Connector. And the nice thing is if you have your location feature turned on your phone, once you arrive to your volunteer opportunity, it actually will flag and say, hey, you've arrived, and it allows you the ability to check in and check out through your phone. So once you've arrived, you can say, I'm here, and once you leave, you say, I've gone, and it tracks and logs all of your hours.
Wow, that's really awesome. We're going to take our first break here on Fort McMurray Matters. We're going to hear more about why it's great to log your hours on the volunteer site and more about why it's awesome to volunteer here in Fort McMurray Wood Buffalo. My guest this morning is Candace Sturgis. She is the volunteerism coordinator with Fuse Social right here in Fort McMurray.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. If you're just tuning in, this morning we're hearing from Candace Sturgis. She is the volunteerism coordinator with Fuse Social, and we're chatting about volunteerism. And right before the break, we were talking about this great platform that Fuse Social offers for organizations in town to list what they have available for volunteers and for volunteers to come and find and get connected with great organizations who need their help. And we were talking about logging hours, Candace. Why is it great to log your hours and to kind of keep a record of how many hours you've given towards the cause?
There's a couple of different reasons why individuals might want to log and track their hours. We know volunteers come and volunteer for different reasons. One of those reasons sometimes is for fulfillment of obligations, whether it's through school and courses and classes, or they are trying to work towards an employment goal or things like that. But one of the things that we know is that volunteers make up so much of the heart of our community. And we know that rewarding those volunteers for those simple acts of kindness every day to try and make them feel good for what they do is really important to not only us as a community and organization, group of organizations, but we really want them to know how important they are to achieving a lot of the missions and goals for these organizations. So we have created a new program, which is kind of a springboard off of a program we had been running for years and years. So Time Raiser was an event that we held during National Volunteer Week, and it was an auction where avid volunteers could go and bid on local art procured right here in Wood Buffalo. And what they did is instead of bidding with dollars, they bid with their volunteer hours. Which is fantastic. We would raise a bunch of volunteer hours and they would go out into the community to complete those. We heard a lot of feedback, and obviously with things changing in 2020 and the delivery method, you know, allowing us to alter that and pivot from that, we have created a Time Raiser reward program. So all volunteers can log and track their hours on Wood Buffalo Volunteers, and they can bank them and keep track of them. And when they do, they can actually go to our reward website, which is timeraiseryMM.ca, and view all of the local art and purchase the art with their completed volunteer hours. So this is not cash. This is not asking them to buy the art. They actually have to go out and volunteer within the community, track their hours, and then they can go see what cool things we have on the website.
And one of the things I love about that is that you're not just partnering with volunteers to reward them, but you're also rewarding our local artists, because you do pay a fair price for the art in the first place, right?
Exactly. So we have sponsors. Suncor is one of our major sponsors year after year. They really support volunteerism with the community. You can see when they have their Sun Cares days, they really believe in volunteering and getting involved in the community. And so they've been an excellent partner for this. And you can go onto the website and just see all of the local art, which was procured at fair market value, because we believe that the artists also contribute tons to our community.
And it's not just about logging your hours and getting those great perks, but also you really believe in championing the cause of volunteerism in the sense that you also offer awards throughout the year.
Yes, we do. So we have the Hardwood Buffalo Awards, which we just finished celebrating in October of this year. The nomination period will be opening for 2021, coming this spring. And people can nominate in 10 different categories. We were lucky to partner with the RMWB in the Citizen Recognition Awards last year. And we will continue with that again this year. So there's 10 different categories. So I encourage people to kind of watch our website and watch our social media to see when those nominations open, so that you can really nominate that neighbor or that coworker that you know has gone over and above this last year to do some remarkable things in the community.
One of the things as well with COVID, you know, things have changed and volunteering looks different, but there are multiple opportunities for all sorts of your comfort level of going and giving those hours, right?
Yeah, definitely. That is one thing that has been at the forefront of a lot of people's thoughts, and organizations are trying to figure out how they can continue to offer the programs that they do in a different world. We are also trying to figure out how we can keep our volunteers safe and still make sure that they get out and contribute in the community. So there has been opportunities for organizations to rewrite some of their volunteer roles, make them virtual or make them distant, to create really safe environments and protocols. They've reduced numbers. They made sure they're following all of the standards. And we host a volunteer manager roundtable monthly where organizations can have anybody join, and we talk about some of these issues that are facing and how do we overcome them collectively. We do a lot of resource sharing. We've had a lot of people carry through with their events, even though things look differently this year, and they've modified that and they've changed the rules, and really safety is at the forefront. So I encourage volunteers, if you always volunteer and you've been a little bit skeptical of what that looks like, to reach out to us and we can find something that actually fits your comfort level. That is part of what we do at the Wood Buffalo Volunteer Center, is to just really make sure we're finding good and appropriately matched opportunities for those people.
I love that. We're going to take our last break here on Fort McMurray Matters. But when we come back, we're going to be hearing more from Candace Sturgis, the volunteerism coordinator with View Social Wood Buffalo. And we're going to chat more about why it's important to volunteer and some of the reasons why Candace does herself. Don't go anywhere. This is Fort McMurray Matters.
We'll return in a moment to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7. We're back to Fort McMurray Matters. Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to Fort McMurray Matters. I'm Steph Seidel. On the line, I have Candace Sturgis, volunteerism coordinator with Fuse Social. And we've been chatting this whole episode about volunteering. And Candace, I'd love to hear some of the reasons you volunteer. I know that at most events that I'm at, either working for the station or checking out, I see you with a volunteer shirt on and you are pedal to the metal, working hard. So what makes you say, I'm signing up?
Well, I think for me personally, it is feeling connected to my community and realizing that throughout my life, I've had mentors and people that have volunteered their time to help me whether it was coaches or mentors through school or programs that I was involved in. And I think just a coming full circle, feeling that responsibility to kind of pay it forward. And the flip side of it is moving to the community almost 20 years ago, I didn't know anybody here. I didn't know what the community was about. And I found volunteering a really great way to get out there and meet some people, especially like-minded people that were passionate about a lot of the same things that I was. It offered me a lot of opportunities to develop some skills that I was looking to work on. And a lot of times you come for one reason, to support a cause, and you end up staying for other reasons because the people are really remarkable or the organization is much more than you thought that it was. And it just really fulfills you. I think if you're having a really bad day or if you're feeling down in the dumps, there's nothing to help you feel better than actually going out and helping other people. So those are some of the reasons why I do it. And I just think that civic engagement piece is so important to most volunteers. They want to feel like they're doing something important in their community and for their neighbors and really feel connected.
Wow, that's awesome. Thanks so much for volunteering, Candace. Our community sure appreciates it. I know that Fuse Social, you are really connected with emergency social services and as well as the Red Cross. How does that work?
So basically, we know that engaged volunteers that are activated and ready to go definitely love to help out in times of crisis. We also know that crisis is helped when things are very organized and concise and we understand what we need to task ourselves through some of those hard times. So we have worked with emergency social services over the last few years to help coordinate the volunteers during their emergency management system when they have an activation. So we work very closely with them. They let us know what their needs are. We help organize through the website. And anybody that wants to get involved with emergency social services, there is added training that you can get, which is free when you volunteer. You can apply to be a volunteer with them straight on our website and go through all of this emergency management training. So if that's something that interests people, we definitely help, you know, convene those conversations and facilitate that. We also work very closely with the Red Cross. There's often info sessions about what it means to be a Red Cross volunteer as well, because some of these volunteer opportunities do require some additional training and some additional skill. I know people will look at that in the community and see skilled volunteering and think that's not for me. But really what they're saying is this volunteer opportunity requires more training. You can't just show up and be ready to go. So if that's something that interests you, the training is oftentimes free or very, very inexpensive. It gives you a lot of skill sets that you can take elsewhere, whether in regular life or employment. And it's really rewarding because you're helping people at such a low point in their lives when they need it the most. You're there and willing and able to help them.
One of the cool things about volunteering is that you do, as you were saying, meet so many great people and you're there in the time of crisis and you're there when an organization needs you. Do you have any, you know, little anecdote that comes to mind about volunteers and making a difference?
I think what I would just say is just try it. Just go ahead and do it and put yourself out there no matter what. If you're trying to feel connected to community, if you need some skills, if you're unemployed right now and you're looking to make connections, we have a lot of people that are new that are working on language skills. There's so many reasons to volunteer and to not be shy. Organizations are so welcoming and willing to work with volunteers and help them and orientate them and really make them feel like they're part of that organization. So it is worth the risk if you're worried about what that looks like safety-wise. Please communicate those concerns, and I'm more than certain you will find a volunteer opportunity that's not only really fulfilling for you, but that you walk away knowing that you made a difference and that it matters. It matters for the people that you're serving, it matters for our community, and just really is rewarding overall.
I love it. And I think that brings me maybe to my final question, which is, how does somebody get involved and say, I'll do it?
So there's a variety of different ways. If you are connected on the internet, if you have a mobile phone or mobile device or anything like that, access to the internet, you can go to wbvolunteers.ca and sign up on our website. You can communicate with us directly on the website. You can send us an email to wbvolunteers@fewsocial.ca, and we can answer any questions. You can also phone us at our office, which is 791-9333. And I believe the volunteerism department is extension 1. And you can leave a message and we can talk to you about different volunteer opportunities. If you're an organization out there that is looking to help put your opportunities on there or some design things, what your volunteer program could look like, you could reach out to us as well. We also have a newsletter that we put out monthly. So if you're not sure and you want to learn more about it from afar on the outskirts before you dive in, you can sign up to be on our newsletter and just learn more about volunteering. And you can also check our website, which is fewsocial.ca, and just see updates of like training and other programs that we offer, maybe volunteering on a board, different levels of volunteering. So there's tons of information out there. But if you're even remotely curious, please reach out. We'd love to talk to you.
Perfect. My guest this morning is Candace Sturgis, the volunteerism coordinator with Few Social. Candace, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, I just want to thank all of our volunteers that continue to go out into the community and just put themselves out there, especially in such unusual times this last year. I know that there's a lot of organizations that are still, desperately needing that help. And if we can help you feel safe and secure and fill those roles for those organizations, you know, please do. We love our volunteers and we love helping them succeed.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Candace. My guest this morning, Oh, you're so welcome. My guest this morning is Candace Sturgis. She's volunteerism coordinator with Few Social. You can check out their website, find out more, and volunteer in the community. You won't regret it. This has been Fort McMurray Matters. Tune in again tomorrow for a fresh episode of the things that matter to you and your community.
That's the end of another edition of Fort McMurray Matters.
Want a copy of this episode or any past episode? Download the podcast at mix1037fm.com.
Brought to you by Colin Hartigan of Coldwell Banker Fort McMurray, Cooper & Company Law Firm, and Fort McMurray Orthodontics on Mix 103.7.